Here are 5 tips to help you have the best time possible when having strap-on sex. I happen to love strap-on sex, and I never thought I would say that years ago. But as I sit here today, I have many fond memories of using my strap-on to fuck someone with. So today, I'm sharing some strap-on sex tips with you all to ensure you have the best time possible. And first things first, start small. I suggest this with any type of anal sex, and of course it's true when it comes to strap-on sex as well. Start small. Don't get carried away and get a monster cock to get fucked with. You will find it painful and impossible to take, and it probably be discouraged to even want to do it. So find a strap-on cock small enough to enjoy, yet big enough to feel, perhaps around the 5-inch range. Lubricate. I cannot express enough how important lubrication is for strap-on sex. You need to make sure not only the strap-on cock is lubed, but also your ass. And having enough lube to let it slip easily inside is so important. Don't try to use your mouth to wet it either. That simply won't work. Get a good quality lube made for strap-on sex and anal sex. Relax and breathe. This strap-on sex tip seems simple and basic, but you have no idea how many hold their breath or bear down when taking a strap-on cock. What you should do instead is relax, breathe deep, and let the natural push of the strap-on cock slip into you. No need to push back. Let your strap-on sex partner do the work at first, and remember to breathe. Now, this is important with any type of kinky play, but especially with strap-on play. You must communicate with your partner. Communicate with them before you begin to make all limits clear and establish a, I can't take any more type of safe word. When your strap-on sex partner begins to penetrate you, be sure to let them know how it feels. Give them directions, ask them to go slower, to stop right there, to gently push, or even to fuck you harder. One thing you can't do is you can't be shy when it comes to strap-on sex. You must tell your partner what they need to know. And my last little tip is don't overthink it. Once you get into being fucked with a strap-on, don't overthink it. Don't worry about anything. Just enjoy it. If you let your mind take over your enjoyment of having strap-on sex, it'll diminish and you'll never want to do it again. Also, this happens a lot, so don't be alarmed if you lose your erection at first when that cock penetrates you. It's pretty common, and it in no way impairs the pleasure you'll feel from having strap-on sex. Now that you've read my 5 tips to making strap-on sex the best it can be, are you ready to try being fucked with a strap-on? Have you already experienced it? This is Empress Constance from IntelligentFemdom.com. And if you want to be taken by me and my strap-on cock, you can reach me at 1-800-601-7259.